We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Howie, just for clarity's sake regarding the quarterback, are you going into this offseason with the mindset that Jalen Hurts is your quarterback in 2022?
Yes. I think for us, we got to do whatever we can to continue to help him develop. And how do we do that? By surrounding him with really good players. Players continue to grow. That's a huge part of developing. They grow. How they are in their second year is not how they're going to be in year 4, 5, 6, and 7. And they're also products of the people around them. So that's on us to continue to build this team.
Yeah, that's it. It was Howie yesterday. Yep, it's not as good as he's, year two is not how he's going to be later on. Mm-hmm. You know, players are products of the other players around them. You know, all that jazz. You never get the idea that they have confidence that he's the guy. You've never gotten that idea that you're confident that he's the guy. You didn't in training camp. You didn't after last year. You didn't after this year. You don't. Our Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Did you get engaged over the holidays? Visit the experts at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of wedding rings online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. Jack, I want you to put this one out there. Because we asked you, how do you want the Eagles to handle the quarterback position this offseason? Stick with Hurts or look for an upgrade? For the people that want to stick with Hurts, do they want to stick with Hurts because they believe that he's the guy? Or do they want to stick with Hurts because it's the best option for the team right now? In other words, take the draft picks and stick with Hurts.
Yeah,
because that's what that should be the only answer that I could see. That's what you want to do. Jack's going to be talking about tanking soon.
Yeah, and I've told him that 100 times. We don't do that in football.
One nice step back, just one nice step back. No. 4 wins, no. And let's build this thing right.
It is a good quarterback draft next year.
It is,
Jack. I think it could be.
Yes.
There's a reason why Howie was talking about trading picks for next year's draft.
Until Spencer Rattler is the guy.
Bryce Young can come out next year.
Bryce Young's like 6 foot soaking wet.
Yeah, I was going to say, him and Johnny Marks are the same size. Yeah.
We drafted a receiver in the first round the same size as Giglio, and he's in the Hall of Fame.
No, but RG3, who I believe 6'2", looked like Will Chamberlain up to next to Bryce Young. He looks so much taller than him.
Yeah.
I wish Caleb Williams was in next year's draft, but I don't think he
is. Right. No.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
He's a true freshman this year, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
True freshman.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not waiting 2 more years for Caleb Williams.
Come on. Nah, it's not Peyton Manning. Or
2 more years.
So, I mean.
They did that for Trevor Lawrence, and how's that working out?
Well, by the way, you may be in 2 years in the market for a quarterback if you play this Jalen Hurts thing.
That's
out.
That's true, yeah.
You know? So, Ike, whether it's the free agency route and you can't make Russell Wilson want to come here, you can't. And the Deshaun Watson name, like, I would love to sit here and say Deshaun Watson, because he's the actual quarterback that I would like. Mm-hmm. I'm still really unsure what's going on with his legal situation and whatever else. So, like, I can't even consider him until some of that stuff is there's more clarity on what's going on.
You got to settle those lawsuits, man. You got to get that. And we have to find out that there aren't going to be charges.
Right.
By the way, I mean, is there any time limit on when they're supposed to press these charges?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like they've had plenty of time for an investigation. Yeah. I would say, I mean, the grand jury, I guess, could take forever, but it's been a long time.
Man.
It has. I think the draft's also getting undersold at this point, too. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's not a lot of big names out there. Kenny Pickett seems like, at least right now, he's the top guy, but that could change once they go through the measurables and things like that. Mm-hmm. But, like, you may be able to get the second best quarterback with one of those mid first round picks. How about your second round pick with a guy like Malik Willis, who has every physical attribute you're looking for? He's just raw.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I'm investigating everything in the draft too now. We'll see.
I mean, would that be a guy you draft and you let him develop behind Jalen Hurts and then you
start a complete quarterback controversy with Jalen Hurts by drafting a second round pick?
You got to see if he can handle it, right? You know, before you can make him your long term answer quarterback, can he handle a second round pick being brought in here for competition?
Well, no, because I'm looking at mock drafts. Well, you know, I like CBS Sports mock drafts.
That's your guy.
Yeah, it's that time of the year for Ike.
Well, it's about five of them, so a lot of them have Malik Willis in the first round.
And the first, yeah, in the 20s.
This guy has Washington taking him with the 11th pick.
All right, well, then he wouldn't be available in the second round according to that mock.
So, I mean, they also have Carroll going 6th. They have Pickett going 9th.
Okay.
They have Willis going 11th.
Well, it's not surprising being that quarterbacks are overvalued all the time in these drafts. So, yeah, I guess Malik Willis at the end of the combine and the pro days will be a top 15 pick. He's got a great arm and he's got great athleticism. All right, let's go to the phones. We have Steve in South Philly. Steve, go ahead, man. What's going on?
Mark Cerise, what up, dude?
Stevie?
What up, Steve?
What up now? Now, Johnny Marks, I got to ask you. You keep saying that you can look at a quarterback in their first year and you know fundamentally, is that going to be the guy or that going to be the guy or not? And I'm sitting there like, you could look at some of these dudes like Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or some of them in their first year, second year, and not know they were going to be what they were going to be later. So what insight is it that you have that's letting you know what this guy's ceiling is?
It's an eye test, right?
Yeah, so your eye test, did it tell you that Tom Brady was going to be the GOAT?
I honestly don't remember back in the year 1999 or 2000. I don't remember.
I'll give you an easier question.
Yeah.
Did your eye test tell you when Carson Wentz got hurt, when Nick Foles came in to replace him, did you automatically go with your magic eye, Nick Foles is going to win us a Super Bowl?
I actually did, and that's why he's tattooed on my back. Yeah, I said they're going to win the Super Bowl, and I'll get Nick Foles tattooed. So I have Nick Foles on my back.
Okay,
that was a terrible example.
So you saw he was the guy, but you knew he wouldn't win in any other.
No, you know what I saw? I saw a team that already likely had home field advantage, and all they had to do, Nick Foles had to do, was enough, right? So did I think they were going to beat the Patriots? I was just trying to get to the Super Bowl.
Okay,
I was trying to get to the first seed and the Super Bowl.
Because the magic eye thing, the magic eye, I don't know anybody that says, oh, yeah, Eli Manning's going to win two Super Bowls.
Well, I mean, is it foolproof? No. Am I an NFL scout? No. But have I watched enough?
I just wanted you to say that your magic eye is not foolproof. Now, my thing is, I'm cool with Jalen Hurts being here. I want these guys. I'm so angry at my defense right now. I don't ever want it to be a time where the Eagles are playing games where people feel comfortable to leave their starters into the fourth quarter when they're blowing us out by 80 points because they think it's so cool. You know, Tom Brady's sitting there tweeting out stuff with Meek Mill's music playing in the background and stuff.
I'm really, man, how about that?
Really, Tom Brady? But see, he felt comfortable enough to stay in the fourth quarter, padding his stats. So did Dak. And I'm like, I want a defense in there and some more receivers. But real quick, to a point I made yesterday, because you were clowning me about lasers. I didn't say 2 minutes of laser throws. This is what I want you to do.
Yeah.
There's a video done by NFL Films, NFL Network. It's on YouTube. Anybody can watch it. You just type in Jalen Hurts best plays 2021. And what you will see is this narrative that he can't throw, where you're trying to turn this guy into Tim Tebow. The most of the video is not him just running around with his legs. He's making a lot of these throws that people are blowing other quarterbacks for all over the place.
Whoa.
And the zipping, the little toe drag swag.
Let me ask you this. I was going to save it for somebody else. What, in your opinion, what's after watching Jalen Hurts? Because it's not, by the way, he's not a rookie. He just finished his second year in the league. Yes. Everybody, stop with that. All right, we're not having fun with it anymore. It's the end of his second year. We're not playing. We're not pretending anymore. What would you say is his best attribute as a starting quarterback in this league?
What is his best attribute?
Yes.
He's a winner.
Oh, he's a winner. Let me put it on the list.
But you keep saying no one says his arm. I've said it 2-3 different times. I said, what I want you to do, you just watch the plays, and I want you to see if you keep that same narrative of all, because the play, the
you want me to watch minute, a YouTube the, video? You want me to watch a YouTube video?
The 12-minute clip is regular film that obviously the Eagles supplied. It's not just him running around with his legs, and we're not even talking about all the touchdowns that got called back for penalties.
But Steve, here's the thing. I don't need to cherry-pick highlights. I watch all the games.
Right.
So I don't need to cherry pick highlights to be impressed with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts had a good season. He had a good season. Like Jalen Hurts had a good season, right? The Eagles got good when he stopped throwing the ball a lot and they were running the ball all over the place. Now that's hard to argue with. Now what you would have to be saying is you believe that he's going to develop as a passer enough to where he can do it all these other intangibles that we talk about matter. All right, I don't even hear anybody saying that. Like, that's not even he's an underrated player. Like, OG Wade's going to say that he's this great passer and all this, and he's got arm talent, and I don't know what I'm talking about or whatever. When I watch Jalen Hurts play, and I watch other quarterbacks play, and I watch other games, Jalen Hurts to me looks like Andy Dalton or Alex Smith or some of these other guys. Zach Wilson may not make it in the league, Ike. There's a good chance Zach Wilson doesn't pan out and is a bust at the second overall pick. But I know he can make every throw on that field, and that's why he was drafted second overall. It's for his potential. It's for his ceiling.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's go to Rasheem. Rasheem in North Philly, I'm sure, agrees with me. Rasheem, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing? Ike, man. Love you, man.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thank you, brother.
You know, I keep hearing about this arm talent thing. You know, when Joe Burrow came out, the two negatives was on Joe Burrow. You could go to NFL.com, was arm strength, being able to drop the football. So this whole arm talent with Joe Burrow, that was one of the biggest question marks when he was drafted.
How's he look now?
Knowing where to go with the football is almost just as important as arm strength. And that's something Kurt Warner said this morning as far as when you're actually dissecting the quarterback. Knowing where to go with the football. When you see Joe Burrow plays, he knows where to go with the football.
Does Jalen Hurts?
And hold on. And also, one of the bigger things about that, his third leading receiver, which is Tyler Boyd, would have been our first leading receiver. That's probably one of the biggest things to me that goes over anybody here. His second leading receiver is 1,000 yards. His first one has 1,400 yards. Jalen Hurts, second leading receiver, has 600 yards. His third leading receiver is who? Jalen Rager, who didn't even have 300 yards.
Well, you have Goddard in there too, but yeah.
Yeah, but Goddard gets paid $14 million. Bro, you got to catch the football. You had an opportunity to make a play to help your quarterback out in that playoff game. I don't know if you would have scored, but you would have.
I agree with you.
You have to make that play, but that happened too many times.
All right, so hang on a second. You brought up Joe Burrow, and Rasheem, you certainly have a point with the cast that surrounds Jalen Hurts. It's certainly not helping him develop as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. But you brought up Joe Burrow. Does Joe Burrow had a lack of arm strength, even though he was the number one first overall pick? Does he look like he has a lack of arm strength now, or his arm isn't a talent, that he doesn't have a top arm? Does he look like he has any problem with making decisions or going to where the open receiver is, processing information? Right, because he doesn't have that.
His receivers make plays. If you look at the Cincinnati Bengals highlights, his receivers are making plays after the catch.
But does Joe Burrow struggle with his arm strength and driving the football down the field?
You don't get to see that because there's
he
no
doesn't. The answer is no. The answer is he doesn't. It's okay. He doesn't. Now, like Jalen Hurts only sees half of the football field. Look at where he throws. Look at where he throws every game.
Fine, but listen, we all knew that when we drafted him that he needed opportunity to get better. And you're still making that point, and we still know that. Joe Burrow, yes, he's the first overall pick, but there were some things. And first of all, kind of ran around.
I don't know why you're talking about Joe Burrow. It has nothing to do with this. Joe Burrow has shown that he's the first overall pick.
Because you compared him to other quarterbacks.
Right.
Now, he named Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, and all young quarterbacks. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go and look at the reports of these young quarterbacks.
But forget about
right
the reports. You've seen him play. Rasheem, you've seen him play. Rasheem, you've seen him play.
I just told you his third leading receiver would have been our first leading receiver.
Okay.
That means a lot. So if you want to keep discrediting that, just because.
Rasheem, you said the reports where he didn't have arm strength. He does have arm strength. I mean, I don't know what report. I mean, maybe there's something out there that said they were worried about his arm strength or he didn't have elite arm strength. I don't know. I mean, I watch the Eagles games. I don't see zip on the ball. I don't see a guy that even wants to try to throw in the small windows because he doesn't have the arm to do it.
Right. He's going to always be more of a ball placement guy. What would help him is if he would throw with more anticipation, Because when you don't have the arm strength, you can let the ball go sooner as opposed to trying to fit it in at the last minute. That's where the guys with the arm strength get in trouble, because they can try to rocket the ball in there. And sometimes it works out for them, and then sometimes it doesn't. But with Jalen, he can't be late on a throw.
Right.
Can't be late on a throw. So, I mean, when he's
throwing open receivers or –
or he's taking off.
He's taking off.
Yeah, he's taking off. Or yeah. or he'll make some of those throws where you say, like, dude, they don't necessarily coach those, and we're fortunate.
He's
that
good at moving
turn.
Around and, yeah. making, and making plays, yeah.
Because he'll throw it back across his body and give you that spectacular play. But, again, that's more or less extending the play to get to an open window versus standing back there and delivering the ball, or like what you're saying, throwing the ball with zip on it. Getting the ball down the field, putting the ball out in front of guys, throwing guys open. It's unfair to compare him to Joe Burrow. I don't know if you brought him up or Rasheem brought him up.
He did.
But that's why Joe Burrow is the number one pick in the draft.
Right.
Because of the arm strength and the other intangibles to go along with it. But you don't become the number one pick in the draft. That's how I don't understand how Baker was the number one pick in the draft.
Because he doesn't have the
– he doesn't have the arm strength. His arm is just like Jalen's.
He fooled people. That,
well, in
that
his
senior
Cleveland.
Year, yeah.
Was that the year that wasn't the, was that the Josh Allen year?
Yeah, it was Lamar,
right?
Because all those guys got
so
paid,
they had
right?
Right, that was the Sam Darnold, yeah, Josh yeah. Rosen. You're right, it was those five. Yep, that's what it was. And Josh Allen was the fourth guy taken,
and because Darnold had all the physical attributes, he's right. just not any good,
right? And then Rosen,
Baker went one, obviously. Darnold went three. Mm. Next quarterback was Josh Allen at 7.
Okay.
Josh there. Rosen, which was the biggest scam of all.
Of all of them, yep.
And then you had Lamar went all the way down at the
last pick. That last was our pick. Yeah.
Yep. So
it's a good class.
Yeah.
Like Denzel Ward went 4, Chubb, Quentin Nelson, Roquan.
Yeah, no, that was a good class.
Minka Fitzpatrick, Vita Vey.
I'm just saying, if you're Cleveland and you're looking at quarterbacks.
You took that guy.
Yeah, you took Baker.
Meanwhile.
He's barely 6 feet, and he doesn't even have Kyler Murray arm strength.
No.
I mean, Kyler Murray has the arm strength of any of those quarterbacks.
Yeah, like you were when you were talking about zipping the ball in the mm-hmm. to places. Murray's size hurts him, but, man, he's able to get the ball wherever he wants it to go.
Don't affect that arm.
And same thing with Russell. Like Russell, right. like Russell can he can throw mm-hmm. make any throw on the field, and he's good on the move. He's good at extending plays.
He also, but here's the thing with Russell, he also throws with great anticipation.
Yes,
and he can throw guys open.
And his deep ball is one of the best in the game.
Oh yeah,
balls. Yeah, I agree.
Jack, you've been on a roll this week.
Man. Yeah, you're welcome.
We need to do something with him. We need a Jack
well,
Fritz montage.
He's in control of it, so he wants to move on by it. I wouldn't give my high school mates the satisfaction of seeing the package.
I wish we had another wish we had somebody else working on the show that
right.
I could program into taking all of Jack's greatest
yeah.
hits. Man, it's going to be one of these days. OG Wade. OG Wade. Like I thought at least one person would be like, no, you're right. They're making a mistake.
I see a couple that agree with
he's
you.
Not there. Right,
we'll get to him.
Let's talk to Alfino and Langhorne. But like sometimes then they're there and then they're bad callers and they
right.
make no sense. That's always what happens when I get 4 people of 100 that agree with me. They're
they don't inspire confidence
yeah,
in your opinion.
They make me look even worse. Yeah. Alfino, please, man. Be a good caller on this. What's up?
Hey, John. How are you?
What's up, buddy?
I can't believe people are comparing Hurts to Burrow. But let me tell you something. Hurts is not our quarterback, okay? Mm-hmm. I've seen the games. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. The kid's a good kid. He's a great kid. All
yes.
right, great. But he's not an NFL quarterback. All he does is go to the left and run. How many defenses are going to figure him
That's
out
right.
like they did Lamar Jackson, okay? Mm-hmm. And another thing, how we ruin this organization, okay? 2017, we could have got Metcalf, 18, get Jefferson. We would have had a 1-2 punch wide receiver. He screws up. Okay?
Breaking news.
We're kidding with you, Alfino. Go ahead.
He doesn't see everybody. I mean, you know how many times I've seen Goddard wide open? I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, look, the kid's a good kid. But let's face it, he's not our quarterback. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of people saying, oh, he needs more time. We don't have time, John. You know what? We got a bunch of veterans on our team, okay?
Right.
I mean, how much time do they have for this guy to get ready?
Well, I just
don't have the time.
Alfino, I don't live. This isn't baseball to where it's like, oh, all right, well, you know.
Lord knows that could take a decade.
Yeah, it has for the Eagles or for the Phillies. Yeah.
Well, no, they're in purgatory. They're not in rebuilding.
They should be back in rebuilding.
How did you feel about that caller? Was that a good agree or was that
it was good.
That was solid.
It was good passion, too.
Yeah, but you know, anytime you bring up the Metcalf thing, it kind of hurts. We get it.
Jack, I know.
We need to evaluate and see how they're doing.
I know we can't retire the Metcalf and the Justin Jefferson thing.
You can try.
All right. No, it's not. I wish it was. Because it's never breaking news when that you're calling in and you're telling us they should have drafted Metcalf over Arcega-Whiteside.
Yeah, I don't know if you know that, but they could have had Metcalf and Justin.
Every good game Metcalf has, I'm reminded by every Eagle fan out there.
Yes, replaced Earl Thomas.
Yep. Oh, every generation has him.
Yeah, nobody
likes Mamola Warren Sapp.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, nobody likes to bring up the Earl Thomas stuff anymore. We got the Super
Brandon
Bowl.
Brandon got the Super Bowl.
We retired that. Now we moved on.
It was the Legion of Boom Earl Thomas. It was bad for a couple years.
Poor
Brandon. He went crazy over it. He blocked everybody.
He did. Straight up blocked
everybody. And then he faced the music and said, "Yeah, I did it." Love Brandon. He's awesome. He's like, yeah, I was paying attention to it, and I should have been. And that's why he talks to guys like Rager, and he's like, yo, get the hell off. Like, don't be looking for this, man.
Yes.
I mean, I try to bring up, you know, Matt Burke being drafted in the sixth round in 1998 when we could have had we had Ike Reese over him. You know, we could have had Matt Hasselbeck. Everyone has their draft misses.
Right. Yep. What is mentioned? Well, I guess Jefferson is mentioned more than
Metcalf. And rightfully so. Like Jefferson is kind of one that was like rightfully so. You can't really get him.
Yeah, the Jefferson one.
It's egregious.
It probably hurts even more than Metcalf. Metcalf started it, right?
Yes.
But people sort of knew that was a medical issue there. So, and it was the second round. They weren't the only team that passed on him. But the Jefferson thing, it made the Metcalf situation worse. And Jefferson. So it was really the Jefferson is the one nobody will ever let
go. And the Eagles fans got Jefferson right, and they got running the ball this year.
Yeah.
So. Yep.
Yeah.
And the Vikings laughed after the Eagles selected Rager. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
Right at us.
How many playoff games have they been in?
That's a very good point. 215-592-9494.
I don't care if Jefferson has 2,800 yards receiving in 2 years and
yeah, they've won
20-plus touchdowns.
It's a good
point. Rager has more
two Pro Bowls.
Rager has more yards in the playoffs than Justin Jefferson.
That's right.
Good point. 215-5. Does he?
He does.
Did he get a catch?
Did he get a catch?
I don't know.
I don't know if he did.
Got more snaps.
Did he have negative yards?
Wow.
215-592-9494.
Damn punt was certainly negative. Did he get a reverse? Something. He had to get a reverse or something.
We'll check it out. We'll go to the tape. Coming up, Mel Kiper, his first mock draft at Ike Waite's. Months for these, Mike.
Oh, man. Kiper.
Who does he have the Eagles taking? We'll let you know. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, missing football on Thursdays? Yeah, I know I am. Well, you can still turn every Thursday into payday with NBA on TNT on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, it doesn't matter if you win or lose. FanDuel is giving all customers $10 back every Thursday. Just bet a $10 or more same game parlay on any NBA on TNT game. Now, same game parlays let you combine the money line, point spread, player props, and more all into one wager. It's the perfect way to turn a small bet into a big-time score. And win or lose, you're guaranteed to get $10 added to your account. And when you win, you'll get paid. I just said that. In as little as 2 hours. Thank you for that. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. Get $10 back every Thursday, win or lose, with TNT Thursdays. Now, if you're new to FanDuel, just sign up with promo code Ike to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 and make every moment more this NBA season. That's promo code Ike exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.